Good day.
Good morning.
Good evening. Good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So, good day, y'all. Happy Monday. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Monday. And today, I just wanted to talk about this because, sis, I feel like this is for you today. The Most High has been dealing with me, and as I've seen in other people's lives, that He's been dealing with you as well, that when it comes to choices, the Most High allows us to choose. Like, that is the free will that He gives us. Now, I've been speaking a lot on the Ruach HaKodesh, which most of you know it as the Holy Spirit, but this thing is real. So after the Most High speaks to you, after you experience that time in His presence, it's up to you to know enough of His way based off of relationship, based off of growth, to make the right decision. And I know you're like, well, sis, how do I make the right decision? How do I do this? Well, the way that you do it is, if you make this decision, will His fruit be the end result? As in, if He told you to take this job, and how can I put it? Because it's just, you really have to get in your relationship with the Most High. But the easiest way to give you a clue that you're headed in the right direction, let me put it that way, because your relationship with the Creator is not my relationship with the Creator. However, His word never changes. Lady V and I was talking about that when we were discussing some different things. We were just like, yeah, if God showed us this, some things in His word is not going to change, because He allowed us to make the choice, even when it comes to our relationship with us. The fact that you're called doesn't mean that you're chosen, because someone that is chosen makes the decision to continue to follow what He said so that we can reap the benefits of the kingdom. I don't know who this is for today. This must be for you today, sis. And if it ain't, you already know it's for me on the replay. But I really pray that on this Monday, instead of you spending time going back and forth, being double-minded and staying in that lukewarm place, once you make a decision, you have to stand on that thing, and you can't waver on that thing. That is what puts you in the position to walk by faith and not by sight. So if He said, this is what you should do, and you don't do what He said, this is what you should do, okay, you need to stand firm on the fact that He told you not to do it, but you can't stay in the middle. Why? Because staying in the middle, you ain't getting nowhere. You're going in circles. You are going in circles. And if you know this is for somebody today, make sure you share it, because that's how this message is going to get to the people that it belongs to. And, you know, I'm super excited. I had an amazing weekend. I really don't feel like doing any work today. However, I got to show up. So if that's you today, sis, it's time to show up. Shake that thing. Whether your weekend was amazing, whether your weekend was terrible, it's time to get focused. It's time to stay focused. And it's time to walk in your purpose. Why? Because you are an answered prayer to someone. If it's singing, sing. Work on your gift. If it is dancing, dance. Work on your gift. If you're supposed to be a doctor, somebody is waiting for you to save their life. Get up, stay encouraged, be inspired. Whether that's mental or physical, there's tons of doctors. So, and I'm not just talking about the medical doctors. If God told you that you're supposed to be in the room, and what requires you to be in the room is a doctorate, sis, it's time to get that degree. It's time to go there. And if you're not one that's into degrees and all that stuff, take the course. Get into class so you can be in the room. It's time out for us wasting time complaining and saying what if and what out, and then speaking negativity into the situation instead of speaking life. So it's time for you to get in your purpose. And one thing about getting in your purpose, the people around you matter. You got to understand when to move, when to go, when to stay. That means everything. Why? Because people come with spirits. You don't hate the person. You hate the spirit and love the person. So understand that today, sis. I ain't trying to be heavy on you. However, I've been in the presence of the Most High. And once I got in the presence of the Most High, he started to speak to me. And I know this is for somebody today. So as you are making choices, as you see in the title of this Good Mood Monday episode, it's time to understand that the Most High is not going to make the choice for you. He just presents you with the opportunity. He presents you with the warning. He presents you with the situation, and you got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove as you're staying in your right relationship with him to make the right decision, because you already know, because he put it inside of you. If he tells you this ain't what you were supposed to do, and instead of you repenting from that thing and you say, oh well, I don't know how to do that, or I don't know, and instead of trusting that, because he put you in that position and he showed you that, nah, you made the wrong turn, or you're taking too long, or don't give up now, whatever that choice is that you're facing today, it is time for you to say, all right, yeah, it's scary, Father, it's a lot, Father, but you showed me, and I thank you for that warning. So I'm going to repent and say, Father, I'm going to do your will, not my will. It don't make sense to me, Father, but I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. This is for you today, sis. You're going to get your breakthrough. It's time for you to continue to go forward. It's time out for looking back. It's time out for staying stuck. When God shows you who a person is, you must believe it. When God shows you what a situation is, you must believe it. When God gives you the warning to not go that way, you must believe it. It don't matter how much you try to manipulate the answer of the Most High in your mind. His ways are not our ways. He knows the outcome before we can see it. So I pray for you today that you take that test. I pray for you today that you start singing again. I pray for you today that you start practicing your dancing. I pray for you today that you don't listen to what the naysayers are saying, but you listen to what the Most High showed you. Whether he showed you, told you, however he presented who you were called to be today, it's time to become her today, sis. It is time to become her. And I am almost done with her class, the workbook. So if you can't get in the room, at least you can have the book that comes with the class and you can start winning today. Okay, that will be available very soon. I'll have the release date, but I also have the pre-order form on howbaddoi.com if you want to go ahead and get your book. Right now, I'm not going to charge the full price of the book, so you'll see a discounted rate on the site. So make sure you get your copy today, because I'm telling you, it's going to transform your life. It's going to change your view on how it is possible. It's going to help you navigate through these challenging times as you're becoming her, because you have to focus on certain things so that you can get to where you're trying to get. And I've been through a lot of different things, and I'm here to help you. And it will also include a free session with me. So we're going to be on the phone, y'all. Okay. So again, I hope that today you make this the best day of your life. I pray that you make no excuses. I pray that you shake that thing. Don't let nobody steal your peace. Okay? Take your peace and your joy with you. It don't matter who it is. I'm not talking relationships. We be so caught up in relationships. As soon as somebody say that, we always try to think it's about your person. No, this is just people in general. You have to watch out. You have to be mindful of the days and the time that we live in. It's not like how it was before, yet it is like how it was before. We're in a different time. We're in the days of what it was like with Noah. So you have to pay attention. Okay? In time to get in your word, sis. You know I'm going to tell you. You know I'm going to say it. And I'm that friend that's going to keep it real with you. Keep it all the way. You can get mad at me. You can say, I don't want to hear this one, Lex. But you're going to come back and listen to it. Why? Because it's time for you to do what you called to do. because you're amazing. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, and it's time out for you hiding in your pit. It's time for you to get out of your pit. It's time for you to push forward. And I'm here to help you. Okay? I thank God for my mentors. Every day when I feel like I'm falling back in my pit, they pull me back out. Why? Because they're living in their purpose. And they're an answered prayer. So it's time for you to live in your purpose and become her and be the answered prayer today. And of course, you know, I can't wait to see you guys on April 27th. If you're listening to this in the 2024 year. And if you're not, we're probably about to host another conference. So make sure you visit howbaddoi.com today so you can be in the room, sis. It ain't never too late, because I'm walking in my purpose. I'm doing what the Most High has called me to be. And I'm asking that you continue to be who God has called you to be, because it matters. Your life matters. So I ain't going to be too deep or be too long, because I do have some things to get done on this Good Mood Monday. And I know that you ain't got all day to be listening to me, but I pray that you make this the best day of your life. You smile at somebody, pray for the person in front of you, pray for the person behind you, because you never know, your prayer may change and or save their life. We are living in the days where people are dealing with everything. So if God has called you to be her today. And being her is finding out your purpose, who you're called to be. Think about the things that you used to do as a little girl, and you allowed the obstacles of life and some of the tricks of the enemy to steal your joy, to mess up who God has called you to be. But to answer what I was referring to at the beginning of this conversation, make sure that once you make a choice, that the result is going to be his fruit. It's going to be peaceful, even though it may be a little bit of long suffering. There's that peace that passeth all understanding. You're not staying in a constant gut feeling, fearful. Am I going to die, or am I going to lose it, or is my mind going to play tricks on me? Y'all know the things that we experience as women. So if you know that job is going to really take you out of a place to be the mother that you're called to be, then that's not the job for you, sis. The money ain't it. The money ain't it. Why? Because God will provide, and you will still make the same amount, but you'll make more even if it's less, because if you're in your purpose, his peace is priceless. So just be in the room as I continue to open the doors for you to be present. Of course, the room fills up fast, because I like sessions to be intimate, so we all have a chance to really chit chat and be involved. Sometimes I will have big events, but I like the smaller ones better. Why? Because it's personal. And again, I hope that you make this the best day of your life. Share, like, subscribe. Seeds Jewelry Store will be back up and running this week. We will get that together so you guys can get that wearable affirmation jewelry. We spread in the word, get it in the hospital so that people can understand that all it takes is faith of a mustard seed. And you can grow. You can win. You just got to trust the Most High. You can't do it your way. His way, he made us. He's the manufacturer for those that truly believe. Okay. But anyway, guys, I pray again that you have the best day of your life. And until next time, I love you. Good day.